country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Hey, this is your Hillbilly here. Sometime we'll get a chance to talk about, I have talked about on the show, the origin, the etymology of the word hillbilly. It's from Billy's boys who lived up in the hills of Appalachia there. William of Orange was Billy. Anyway, we'll get into that another show. This is the Trump Phenomenon on November 21st, 2018. I'm James Kelso, and we'll be together for 1 hour talking about the last 24 hours of the Trump Phenomenon here in the Trump era. A lot of interesting stuff today, very inspiring, a lot of it. I'll throw a few logs here onto our Trump campfire, and we'll talk about those or something that you would like to contribute at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll get my caller board. There it is. I got my caller board displayed. And any of you that call in, I'll get you on the air. Well, let's see. I think the most inspiring thing for me in the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon was the following. Let me go to it. Let me find Donald Trump's Twitter account here. Here it is. And read you a great, great tweet. Some of these things that Donald Trump does, they're so unique, important, patriotic, that each one of them is, you know, as they say, worth the price of admission. If the guy had done nothing else, he would be great just for doing it. But he does hundreds of such things, and soon enough it'll be thousands of such things he's done. He does it every single day. And 4 hours ago, are you ready for this? 4 hours ago, I won't read you the, Chief Justice John Roberts, who was put on the Supreme Court by George W. Bush, was slated to go on as an associate justice, but then I think Rehnquist died, resigned? I forgot which, but Bush just launched him, nominated him not only to be an associate justice, but to be the chief justice. And he was approved by a vote of like about 70-something to 20-something in the Senate. And that, by the way, was considered a narrow margin at the time, back in 2005, I think it was, to have 20, more than 20 people opposing you for a Supreme Court nomination was considered to be a close call. Now we're in a situation where every single Democrat, with one exception this time, what's his face from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, voted against the Patriot nominee. Well, anyway, so that was then, this is now. So I'm not going to read you, I'll read you what Chief Justice John Roberts popped off, and that's the correct verb, he popped off with a shot at Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump is the great counterpuncher. If you want to punch Donald Trump, get ready for something coming back your way right away. So here's what Chief Justice John Roberts got today, and he deserved it. And you know what? To portray this properly, I should read the Chief Justice John Roberts comment first. Let me try that. Let me go over here and locate it really quickly for you. It'll be pretty easy to find here. Let's just see if it comes right up here. Yeah, here we go. Quoted in the, oh, gee. Okay, here's the New York Times coverage of it. Here's what Chief Justice Roberts wrote today. We do not have, well, Donald Trump, here's the 1, 2, 3. It started out in taking questions from the press. Donald Trump said that the latest decision out of the Ninth Circuit, or excuse me, the latest decision out of California, destroying his effort to control the border for the moment, was a disgrace. And that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is out of control and it's utterly hostile. People are doing judge shopping, court shopping, filing cases against Trump in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which Trump invariably will lose, which we, patriots, will lose. And Trump is absolutely right. Well, Roberts came back with this. Oh, and Donald Trump said, these are Obama judges. The judge that ruled against him was an Obama judge, and he was appointed by Obama. Roberts replies, we do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges. What we have is an extraordinary group of dedicated judges doing their level best to do equal right to those appearing before them. That independent judiciary is something we should all be thankful for, unquote. Okay, let that sink in for a moment. Here's Trump's reply, and this is a thing of beauty. Sorry, Chief Justice John Roberts, but you do indeed have Obama judges. And they have a much different point of view than the people who are charged with the safety of our country. It would be great if the Ninth Circuit was an independent judiciary. But if it is, why are so many opposing view border and safety cases filed there? And why are a vast number of those cases overturned? Please study the numbers. They are shocking. We need protection and security. These rulings are making our country unsafe! Exclamation mark. Very dangerous and unwise! Another exclamation mark. And then his next tweet, by the way, immediately following, kind of to add another exclamation mark. This is a tweet. He says, this is a quote from the National Border Patrol Council, Hector Garza of the National Border Patrol Council. Donald Trump gives his quote, thank you to President Trump on the border. No American president has ever done this before, unquote. So that is a thing of beauty, folks. I love that opening phrase. Sorry, Chief Justice John Roberts. And folks, come on. I should have had queued up here the Twilight Zone theme. You know how it goes with Rod Serling. Bow wow. Hey, thank you, engineer. Man, that is fast draw right there. My gosh, that guy, incredible, the engineering at RBN. That's what you're supporting folks with your contributions, so keep them coming. That's lightning fast. Well, yes, that John Roberts, my friend, you live. Welcome to the Twilight Zone. That's where you live, buddy. We don't have what we have. I mean, what was his quote again? This guy is in la-la land. We have an extraordinary group of dedicated judges. We don't have Obama judges or Trump, Bush, or Clinton judges. Oh, come on. Come on. Lay off the Kool-Aid, buddy. And this guy's our Chief Justice. So this is scary. Now, Donald Trump has interacted with Chief Justice John Roberts before because it was John Roberts who upheld the constitutionality. He strongly affirmed the constitutionality of the individual care mandate and Obamacare, which is utterly unconstitutional, that the federal government should fine you, should take money away from you if you don't buy insurance. I mean, where is that? Justice Roberts, where is your copy of the Constitution? Where the hell is that in the Constitution? Obamacare. But no, John Roberts, in a key decision, a 5-4 decision, he made Obamacare possible. And the concern, the fear is that Roberts is another one of these so-called conservative justices who then drift to the left once they get on the court. There's been a series of these. There's never been a judge that drifted to the right. That's never happened. So Roberts is, this latest thing. And Roberts, the man, ipso facto refutes himself. He's saying that the justices of the Supreme Court are not political creatures in his attack message against the president. So he's being super political himself. He's taking a shot at the president. So nice try, Chief Justice John Roberts. I hope he doesn't come out with too many other winners like his Obamacare decision. But that was a piece of news you might want to comment on. Let's look at some other. And of course, one of the complaints of we conservatives over the many decades has been judicial activism, that the Supreme Court has gone completely out of control. That what Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers described, let's go to what Alexander Hamilton described the Supreme Court as. I mean, people don't realize how junior the Supreme Court was intended to be in our Constitution and is intended, because the Constitution is still there, we hope. But, Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers makes it clear that the Supreme Court, Article 3 of the Constitution, sets up a very weak body that is actually doesn't even have. I mean, it's almost a couple sentences is all that the Supreme Court talks about. And my history may be a little weak on this, but I remember when I went to the Capitol, there's a room there in the Capitol building, which we were told on our tour, is the original chambers of the U.S. Supreme Court. They didn't even have their own building. They didn't have their own location. They were in an unused hall of the Capitol building, in which houses the Senate and the House. They were borrowing that room in which to meet, and I believe, I'm sure of that, they didn't even have their own location. That's how unimportant they were. And the I think the original number of justices, which is not set in the Constitution, was set by Congress at 5. And then it was changed variously. I think it was at 1.7. Then it went to 9. and all these 700 federal circuit court judges that we have all around the country, 700 of them, they're not specified in the Constitution. The article creating the Supreme Court states, let me see if I can go to it here. It's just like two sentences. It says, the judicial power of the United States, this is Article 3, Section 1, shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. So all of these courts of appeal, circuit courts, federal courts, all established from time to time by the Congress, and they may be disestablished by the Congress. They may be abolished by the Congress. They may be altered in any way the Congress chooses. Then the next sentence, the judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. That's it, folks. That's the Supreme Court. Go look at Articles 1 and 2, establishing the legislature and the presidency. And that's where power was created, not in the Supreme Court. And you'll hear this on the news. You'll hear the three equal branches of our government. No, that they're not declared to be equal branches in the Constitution. And the founding fathers made it very clear that the judiciary is very junior and is therefore not a threat to the liberty of the people because it's so weak. It was intended to be, of course. Now, what do you have? And this is what President Trump was objecting to. Anyone, this is the current practice. And this is just practice, by the way. It's not in the Constitution. Any one of the 700 circuit court judges or federal judges, every one of them has the power or has arrogated to himself the power to override the president of the United States. So this federal judge in California who ruled that the president's rules on the caravan, federal order from the president on how the caravan will be met at the border, that people applying for a refugee status must come in at ports of entry, and they may not, and if they illegally break across the border, they just invalidated any claim for refugee status. This judge overruled that with absolutely contorted non-logic. But get this. That judge then applied his restraining order not to his district or his area or the case before him, but to the entire country. In other words, he arrogated to himself, he considers himself bigger than the president of the United States. And there's 700 of these clowns. They're not all clowns. A few have been appointed by Donald Trump. But most of them are clowns. 700 of them. So does each one get to be... So do we have 701 presidents? 700 judges? And then the poor president who gets to be overridden by all of them? Come on. Wake up. And you know... smell the coffee. That's what the Trump administration and phenomenon is all about. Smelling the coffee. Using your brain. Speaking plainly. Using common sense. Using IQ above room temperature. And chucking political correctness as the bullshit that it is. Starting over. Fresh. Clear. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Donald John. Hey, we're back, folks. Yeah, everybody knows you don't give no lip to Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. And the here he is. He's a counterpuncher. John Roberts gave him some lip. Now, here is the original press. Donald Trump's out in the at the White House. He's out in front of the White House and just taking questions, I think, as he's getting onto the Marine One. And here he is making an epic statement about the truth, the reality. He doesn't live in the Twilight Zone. Here he is.
Well, you go to the Ninth Circuit, and it's a disgrace, and I'm going to put in a major complaint, because you cannot win, if you're us, a case in the Ninth Circuit. And I think it's a disgrace when people file, every case gets filed in the Ninth Circuit, because they know that's not law. That's not what this country stands for. Every case that gets filed in the Ninth Circuit, we get beaten. And then we end up having to go to the Supreme Court, like the travel ban, and we won. The Ninth Circuit, we're going to have to look at that. Because every case, no matter where it is, they file it practically. I mean practically, for all intents and purposes. They file it in what's called the Ninth Circuit. This was an Obama judge. And I'll tell you what, it's not going to happen like this anymore. Everybody that wants to sue the United States, they file their case. In almost, they file their case in the Ninth Circuit, and it means an automatic loss, no matter what you do, no matter how good your case is. And the Ninth Circuit is really something we have to take a look at, because it's not fair. People should not be allowed to immediately run to this very friendly circuit and file their case. And you people know better than anybody what's happening. It's a disgrace. In my opinion, it's a disgrace what happens with the Ninth Circuit. We will win that case in the Supreme Court of the United States. Oh, you don't worry about the Thanksgiving. These are tough people. They know what they're doing, and they're great, and they've done a great job.
The I don't know what the question was there, the second one, but that was what launched Roberts on his tirade against the President of the United States. Now, by the way, just the dearly departed and missed, sorely missed, Antonin Scalia. After Justice John Roberts, Chief Justice, enabled Obamacare to pass the constitutionality test by inventing contorted logic, which is what the Supreme Court and the federal court system has been doing for a long time now, to rewrite law, to make law, to change the Constitution instead of original interpretation, which is the originalists like Antonin Scalia. Roberts went the direction of the living Constitution. What is a living Constitution? What the hell is that? Well, in the Twilight Zone, I'll tell you what a living Constitution is. It's whatever the hell you want it to be. Whatever comes out of your pea brain, Supreme Court justice mind. That's what it is, because it's living. So it's not anchored in any reality. It's out in the Twilight Zone. Scalia, in his dissent from, I think it was 2012, that Roberts made this horrendous decision endorsing Obamacare. Scalia, what a ballsy guy. Scalia, he said, we ought to rename Obamacare SCOTUS-Care. Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, SCOTUS-Care. Because the Supreme Court in that horrendous decision made Obamacare okay, constitutional. And like so many things that Obama did, like his DACA. DACA was done by executive order by Obama. Utterly unconstitutional. And let's hope that some of the, you know, well, let's hope that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh can come up to measure up to Antonin Scalia. And indeed, this stuff is all going to have to go to the Supreme Court. But what we're going to be seeing for the next 2 years, we're going to have a U.S. Congress utterly opposed to the president with, you know, the Pelosi Congress. Then we're going to have a district court and circuit court system across the country where lawfare will be waged against us patriots. It will be waged case after case filed to veto our president, who's elected by 63 million of us and hopefully elected by even more of us in 2020. So these individual panty waist judges will be consider them elevating themselves above the president, unelected, elevating themselves above the president of the United States, and therefore above us. This is judicial tyranny. That's what we're facing for the next several years. Now, one of the great achievements of this great man, Donald Trump, is that there were a lot of vacancies in the federal courts, and Donald Trump has made lots of appointments to the federal courts. So he's giving us some judges who are not in the Twilight Zone. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give
lip
to Big John.
And I'm just building a little more of the detail here, and then we'll go to some callers. There are 179 of these Circuit Court of Appeal judges in the U.S. in 13 courts. 12 districts. Let me just look at the map here. There are 11 districts, and there is another district, the D.C. district. That's the one from which Brett Kavanaugh was elevated to the Supreme Court. And there's another one called the Federal Circuit Court, which handles things like patent cases and trade cases with a national jurisdiction. It's not a district. It's considered a court of appeals created by Congress. And then there's the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. So that's a total of 14 of those courts of appeals. And the ninth that we're excoriating here, and that President Trump is excoriating, covers Arizona, Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and California, and Alaska, and Hawaii. So let me just throw a couple more news items on here, and then we'll go to George and Dr. Kelly in just a moment here. Let's just here's what Alexander Hamilton said about the Supreme Court. He said, let me find quotes. I don't want to just paraphrase him. Well, we'll find something where Alexander Hamilton makes it clear in The Federalist that it's the least powerful. And let us now go to Chuck Grassley. This is another piece of this story. Chuck Grassley was great. Grassley turns out to be a great senator. He puts the knock on John Roberts for rebuking our president while he sat silent through all kinds of abuse heaped upon the Supreme Court by Barack Hussein Obama. Chuck Grassley tweeted, Chief Justice Roberts rebuked Trump for a comment he made about judges' decision on asylum. I don't recall the chief attacking Obama when that president rebuked Alito during a State of the Union address. And beautiful from Chuck Grassley. Let's go to, we kept Dr. Kelly waiting, and so I'm going to go out of order here and start with Dr. Kelly in Northern California.
Oh, thanks. That was a surprise and a very pleasant one, and I'm always happy to sit pleasantly and hear those great minds that think alike, like you and Donald Trump. And I'm just grateful for all of his work, and I wanted to point you to a really cool website called The Robing, R-O-B-I-N-G, therobingroom.com, and there members of the public have reviewed various judges. If you do have to proceed in the federal, hopefully you don't have to go to the Ninth Circuit Court, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, just that was cool that you were talking about that, because I was reading a little bit about Blackstone and a little bit of the work of Wharton and that reference body, and there's just so much cool stuff in there that we need to discover, and I'm happy to do it by candlelight.
Well, you know, that's good to know about that, and the one of the beauties of having President Trump as our leader is that all of us, you know, we've regained hope that, you know, we can make the system work, and that, you know, we can actually secure liberty for patriots. So we're studying what looked hopeless before. It was hardly worth studying. You know, really, why even look into the composition of the circuit courts? I didn't. I just did my first research on it today, because Donald Trump is offering, as the Big John, Big Bad John songs, in a minor shouter, there's a light up above. Where all of us are seeing a light up above. And
yeah.
So, you know, and we're not down at the bottom of the mine saying we breathed our last. We're scrambling now. We're trying to, you know, survive. So, well, that's very good. And if you don't mind me changing the subject just for a second, there's another news item I wanted to throw on the fire here. And that is, you've probably seen on the news, the fake news, they're having a national frenzy about a Senator Cindy Hyde Smith of Mississippi, who is right now an incumbent senator. And she was a shoo-in to be reelected in a special election that they're having in Mississippi. But then the national press has now gone into a feeding frenzy, trying to smear and attack Senator Cindy Hyde Smith. Because, now get this, I went out and researched the original event. At a tiny little outdoor microphone opportunity, with not more than 20 people present, Cindy Hyde Smith was standing next to an important Republican, contributor in Mississippi, an important patriot in Mississippi, and she was trying to express her gratitude to this man for how much he's contributed to patriot politics. She's only talking to about 20 people, and so she says, she's just trying to express, you know, I'd go anywhere for this guy. I'd go to a cockfight. I'd go to a dog fight. I'd go to a public hanging for this guy and sit in the front row. In other words, I'd do something unpleasant for this guy. You know, I there's the phrase, I crawl through broken glass. It's a way of saying this guy's important or this person's important, and I would do a lot for this person. So she said, I'd go to a public hanging and sit in the front row. Well, folks, that was transformed. I mean, that's just like saying you go to you'd go to a riot, you'd go to a mud fight, you'd go to a food fight, something unpleasant. So who wants to sit in the front row of a public hanging? But guess how I saw this today, Dr. Kelly, actual news people saying that she was endorsing lynching. Now, she didn't use the word lynching. She said a public hanging. And by the way, folks, executions are attended by people all over the world.
Yeah,
in America.
Yeah, if you're a horse thief or a pirate or a land pirate
attending
some kind of
a hanging.
Yeah.
Attending a hanging. It's happening right now. Somebody who's executed, there's a little audience there to watch to make sure the guy's dead, okay? So they can come out of the event and say, yeah, we saw him. They executed him. But the point is this. She didn't say lynching. She said, I'd attend a public hanging. She could have said, I would have gone to a food fight or a mud fight, or I would have gone mud wrestling for this guy. But this has turned into now, the national press is actually saying that she said lynching. And her opponent in Mississippi is a black guy. So now she wants to lynch black people. I mean, folks, this is Twilight Zone. This is absolute fabrication. It's why Donald Trump said these people are nasty. They are an enemy of our people. Their news is utterly fake. You can't trust a word that comes out of their mouth. So I just wanted to add that little story on there.
That's beautiful. And look at how many of these criminals are bar attorneys. Jerry Brown, Kamala Harris. You know, the whole lot of the commies are bar attorneys. We need some bar haters.
Well, yes. it goes back to Shakespeare's dictum on attorneys. but the... Anyway, thank you, Dr. Kelly, for letting us know about that way to check up on federal judges. And if I may, I'm going to go to another call.
Yep.
Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, you're on the air. Come in, Chris. If we can't get Chris, let's go to George.
How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, tomorrow, you're going to be on the air tomorrow, or you're going to be doing a rerun?
Oh, thank you for asking, George. We'll have some golden oldies on the air tomorrow. I'll be back on the air Friday, and thank you to John Stattmiller for thinking of his hosts and so on. Give us a day, a turkey day, and we'll be back live on Friday. But that's a good question. Thank you, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, if I were President Trump, I wish he would shame Walmart and Best Buy. Like, how dare you make people work on Thanksgiving? I said, it's a day for thanking God for our blessings, and you're making people work.
Yeah. Well, the big story, George, is that the caravan has shown up. You know, their numbers growing by the thousands on the border. We have a judge saying, contradicting the president, overruling the president. We have the liberal media just going berserk. You know, oh, yes, this judge. And now you even have John Roberts. John Roberts, you know, he chooses this particular occasion to, in effect, what he's doing. What an idiot. He's, in effect, endorsing the California judge who's overruling our president on a matter of national security.
The Constitution gets president unquestionable jurisdiction concerning immigration and the border.
Yeah, the hell with the Supreme Court. The hell with you, Chief Justice John Roberts. You're too big for your pants, buddy. The president of the United States defends the integrity, the sovereignty, the security of our nation. He's defending us, our safety, all of us. And our safety's at risk because of this invasion. And the reason Alexander Hamilton said the Supreme Court, the judiciary, is the least dangerous of the branches is he understood that what they will be hearing, only those cases that are pertain to federal matters that are not state jurisdiction. Most cases, the overwhelming majority of cases, will be decided within the states, having nothing to do with the Supreme Court at all. And the Supreme Court would hear those cases that are not easily handled under the jurisdiction of a particular state. And they would be deciding those cases simply on the basis of the Constitution. And they would not be making law. They would not be finding a right to an abortion. They would not be finding a right to being bused into a school district 20 miles away from where you live. They would not be this, on and on and on, where the Supreme Court has been, it become its own rogue legislature and its own rogue executive. And these judges in their black robes are too big for their britches. Go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, I sat there and told about this. You know, Congress can decide the jurisdiction of these lower courts, like I said, these 13 district courts. And I remember, in Alabama, Roy Moore was battling to keep the Ten Commandments in the state Supreme Court house. That federal judge had no jurisdiction to tell a lower court to remove the Ten Commandments.
Exactly. Now, nobody knows this because, again, we're all being programmed. We're being miseducated, our schools, our media, the controlling our information into our brains. We're not getting the information. So what George just said, folks, few of us ever hear that. It's not known that the jurisdiction of all of the federal courts, we just read the Article 3 of the Constitution, is set by Congress. So Congress can just, with a majority vote in Congress, just say, hey, let's just take abortion as an example. They could just write a law saying, it is hereby enacted by the Congress of the United States that the Supreme Court has zero jurisdiction over any matter concerning abortion. That's it. That's awkward wording. But they could write it any way they want and say you have no jurisdiction. They could say you have no jurisdiction about anything concerning the right to keep and bear arms. And that's the end of it. You'll never be heard another case in federal court on the right to keep and bear arms. Because the Congress, it seems unbelievable to people. It's right there in the Constitution. But you were never told this. The Congress can limit the jurisdiction. Can we read it? Let me just read it. We just read it. We're so miseducated we don't even know it. Where is it? I'll find it. Go ahead. You talk, George, while I look.
You know, the thing is about like the Constitution, Alexa Ocasio-Cortez, before she goes to Congress, she needs to learn a little bit of the Constitution. So, I think she's at, watching Schoolhouse Rock just to learn the history of our country, because intellectually, I don't see her, going beyond that, because, her saying the three chambers of Congress, there ain't no three chambers of Congress.
Yeah, she calls, we have, the Senate chamber and the House chamber. She confuses that with the three branches of government, which aren't chambers. Here's a person who was just elected to Congress who doesn't even know, fundamentals of the Constitution. There you go. There you go. And it appears that John Roberts doesn't either. But go ahead.
Well, there's two justices I still wish we're still on the Supreme Court, and that is Justice Rehnquist and the justice that Justice Thomas, took place, Justice Byron White, I think, that John F. Kennedy nominated. He was a strict conservative.
Well, yeah, and of course the big loss was Antonin Scalia. And by the way, one of the things that will rein in a John Roberts that we need is we need powerful minds. Brett Kavanaugh's got a powerful mind. Neil Gorsuch has a powerful mind. And that was what was great about Antonin Scalia, is that
he should have been the Chief Justice.
Yeah, he should have. That's right.
Not John Roberts.
Yeah. And of course, the miracle man, big bad John, big bad Donald John, and look at how wide-ranging his mind is, folks. He can stand out there waiting for Marine One with the chopper blades blowing and the jackasses of the media, you know, barking at him, yelling their questions. And he is a man with handling all these problems of the world, dealing with all these things all at the same time. He has got the brilliance and the force of mind to be able to deliver spot on constitutional points that nobody else has spoken, as in the case here of the courts. Let's go to this break here. And George, I'm going to try to get to another caller. The music overrules us. We'll be right back, okay. Folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis.
We're back, folks, and I just have to do a wrap up on tonight's show here, and so with an apology to anybody that's waiting, Chris in Las Vegas, we never got you on. Thank you, George and Dr. Kelly, for calling. I want to give another important event that's not being covered, that on a little show like this, we can cover it. And that's, I'll give you the quote here from The Hill. The Hill says, This move marks the last-ditch effort by House Republicans to pursue their concerns surrounding the Clinton Foundation before Democrats take back the House in January. What I'm referring to is this, folks. Mark Meadows was on TV today, Republican hero from North Carolina, a congressman, patriot, and he said on December 5th, they are planning to hear testimony from U.S. Attorney John Huber. Now, he was given the assignment of investigating things that these House members have come up with that are obvious crimes. It's thumb-sucking obvious. But John Huber was actually assigned by Jeff Sessions to investigate the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, and the obvious crimes, the criminality that Barry of Bob Mueller, he's been covering up. So they're going to question John Huber, who is his work has remained shrouded in mystery. So we're going to find out what has Huber got going. This is a last-ditch Hail Mary pass from Mark Meadows and the heroes in the House like Jim Jordan to find out if anything's going on. This is going to be an incredible tragedy, folks. If all this hard work by Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and Gates of Florida and Ron DeSantis, if this is going to be lost when the Democrats take over those House committees. So we'll see how it goes. And of course, they'll keep fighting in the minority status. They'll keep fighting in those committees, but their power will be severely curtailed. And we'll have to use, the Justice Department. This is where the left is going so hard on the appointment of an attorney general, because now it goes back into the last stand will be in the Department of Justice, where an attorney general can investigate what these House guys will no longer be able to investigate. So let's watch for that. That's a story that's going to be covered up. You can make sure that your lamestream fake news media will not be covering this story. And that's all we will be able to cover here tonight. And we'll meet up again tomorrow night for the next the next thrilling episode of what this amazing man comes up with over the next 24 hours. And I've said it every day since the inception of this show. There will never be a day without some amazing patriotic breakthrough by Donald John Trump. Big Bad John. See you tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. B.
because you can handle the truth.